Welcome to the Pilgrim's Odyssey, where we find clarity and meaning in a crazy world. I'm your host, Silouan, coming to you from Sycamore Hill. I've spent over 20 years helping people from all backgrounds find focus in the ashes and fog of life. Every episode, I share with you the incredible stories and valuable lessons I've learned along the way, here on the Pilgrim's Odyssey.
Welcome, my friends. Great to be with you today. Another beautiful day. It's a Friday here in Indiana. Thanks for joining me on the Pilgrim's Odyssey. We've been on quite an odyssey lately, haven't we? Quite a journey. Not a pleasant one for a lot of people. Shut down. You read the headlines and you see about expected bankruptcies and record unemployment, prisoners rioting. It's the type of journey that when you're in the middle of it, you wonder, how am I going to make it to the end? Even scarier, what is the end? You know, obviously, this is a holy time for people of my faith. And I was thinking back many years ago to when I got a chance to walk along a route that for Jesus was not a pleasant one. The Via Dolorosa in the old city of Jerusalem is historically the route he took on his way to his crucifixion. The route that the streets were lined with people spitting on him, throwing things at him, as he carried a heavy cross with his crown of thorns, bloody, bruised, beaten. And not only that, knowing what was at the end of it for him. The pain, the humiliation, the suffering. As heavy as that cross was going up that route, he knew that what waited for him at the end was even heavier. Now, when I was able to walk that route over 20 years ago, personally, I was still in a pretty dark place. It was after my jet crash. I was able to go on this trip to the Holy Land with my father. And the truth was, I was there looking for something. I was looking for my own redemption. Even though I was young, even though in a lot of ways I had my whole life was ahead of me, I should be happy. I wasn't. And I thought when I was there that I'd found it. I remember walking that route, going in some of the holy sites and thinking to myself, I found it. I found the answer. Now, what I've learned since is even when you think you found it, even when you've had those moments where you're like, I believe, I love you, Jesus, it can go away. You can find yourself back in the darkness. Well, why is that? Well, as the good book says, the Apostle Paul talking about his own life, this is what he said. Therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Now, first of all, if it was easy, he wouldn't call it a thorn. And it's not just something that it's you can say, ah, leave me alone. You know, he calls it a messenger of Satan. That's what a thorn does. It doesn't just nag at you. It can literally take your eyes away from what is important. Now me, I got many thorns. If I'm honest about it, my main ones are pride and regret. You know, I was cleaning up my computer and I was looking through some old hard drives where I store old files and I was transferring things and I found some old pictures and videos of my kids. You know, I should have been happy. And I was. There were definitely moments I was smiling, things I shared with my wife. You know, kids now that are 16, 17, 20, and looking back when they were little babies. But in between those happy moments, I was sad. And why was I sad? Because it brought me back to times, not my kids, but other things over the years that I regretted. things that were painful, things that overwhelmed me. And all of a sudden, all that joy, all that happiness was overwhelmed and consumed by pain and regret. A lot of it because of my pride. You know, we have this image of what we think our life's going to be like and we're going to accomplish and what we're going to do. And when we fall short, we can feel like a failure. We can feel inconsequential. We can feel like there's no value. And even though you're looking at the most magnificent creatures that God gives us, our children, you're looking at them and their happiness and their faces, it can all just seem overwhelmed and overshadowed by the bad. And you begin to feel like that life is just one long walk up the Via Dolorosa. Again, if the thorns that we have were easy, they wouldn't be thorns for all of us. Now think back to that walk that Christ took through Jerusalem, bearing the cross. What were some of his last words at the end? Was it, I get this, I understand? Was it, oh, this totally makes sense? Oh, it was all worth it? No. What does he say? My God, why hast thou forsaken me? He was feeling just like I felt. Just like I felt last night looking through those pictures, except way worse. You know, I almost hate making a comparison because I was just looking through some old pictures and having feelings of regret. He was being crucified. There's no comparison. But those words definitely do one thing for me. They remind me that I'm not alone. Because sometimes when my thorns are at their worst, the only thing that can comfort me is something to make me realize I'm not alone with them. It's not just me. I'm not the only bad one. To feel forsaken is to share in humanity. It is part of who we are. If you are listening and you've ever felt lost, if you've ever felt forsaken, if you've ever felt like your life was a waste, if you ever felt like you let yourself down, you're not alone. That Bible you're reading is thousands of years old. And in those pages, what does it say? I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? You're human. You're not bad. You're not bad seed. You're not a loser. You're human. And understanding that not only reminds us we're not alone, it also reminds us that if we're all feel that way at times in our lives, our call is to love and forgive each other. Forgive each other. We all fall short. We all face those thorns. As we experience this time of hope and resurrection, remember that we don't all feel that way. We want to. Sometimes we get to the end of that road and we feel hope and resurrection. Sometimes we get to the end of it and we don't. So in this time of hope and resurrection that we hope for all of us, I want you to remember to love and forgive each other so we can rise above the thorns. Reach out to your family. Reach out to those people around you. Help them understand they are not alone. They are not the only one that faces this. In a lot of ways, that's why we celebrate this week. Because Christ had to face his thorns. He had to face his journey. You are not alone. You are not alone. Use that fact to embrace your humanity. To embrace the fact that there are many others around you feeling the same way. Love and forgive. That is the route. That is where it ends up. If you feel like you are on a road that is full of pain and you don't know where it's going to end, you got to remind yourself it will end in love and forgiveness if you allow it and you reach out to others and you're not alone with it. I 100% guarantee it. If there is a promise that you find In the good book, it is that. At the end of the route of pain is love and forgiveness. You just can't hold it inside and be alone with it because you're not. So until next time, I want you to aim high. Spread your wings and keep your eyes on the things that matter, especially love and forgiveness in this holiest of times. I'm your host, Siloan. Until next time, peace. Peace. You've been listening to The Pilgrim's Odyssey. For books, videos, and more content from our host, please visit Siloan.com. That is Siloan, Siloan.com. Until your next visit on The Pilgrim's Odyssey, I'm your host, Siloan Green.